Shabbos. All right. Before I begin, I just want to give my hakaras hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for letting me come all the way to this, all the way so far, to be able to give over some things to other people. Hakaras hatov to the Rashiva and to all my Rebbeim who are here. Everything I'm saying is not new. Everybody knows everything, really. I'm just going to say it in a way that maybe you could understand it a little bit better. It's really all from all the Rebbeim and Yeshiva here. That's really where all my information is from. And I want to make this very clear. This is not meant to offend anybody. Anything I say, it's a sugya. We're going to talk about the sugya. So they didn't ask me to put what the name is going to be. And I decided that this morning, I don't know if the Olam knows, but this morning there were two or three terror attacks. I'm not sure. I think two. One by Shah Shechem and one on a bus to Ramat Beit Shemesh. And I had a shaila. And the shaila is, how is it possible that a 14-year-old boy, or a 13, or a 12, or 11, or even a 17-year-old kid, how is it possible he could run over to soldiers with a knife? There's seven soldiers, they're holding guns. Little 14-year-old, he just got his diapers off, you know? And he's running to the soldier, no problem. How does that happen? So I wanted to figure out how that could happen and what we could learn from that. So that doesn't fit in the paper, so, you know. Okay, it's like this. I want to start with something that I think every Musar Sefer should have in the first parak. And before every shmooze, you should say this, because it's a very important yesod. And the yesod is that a person cannot justify. If a person is not 100% honest with himself, any Musar shmooze in the world from anybody could mean nothing. If a person is 100% honest with themselves, so then they could see, okay, where am I holding? And then you take it from there. But if you're going to lie anyways, if you're going to this, and it could be, I need that, and I really, right? So if that's going to happen, so then nothing, you're not going to gain anything. So I'm talking to myself. So after I speak, I'm asking myself to be honest. This way we could see where we go. Okay, so like this. I want to start with the word progress. How you doing, right? Progress, that's what the world calls it. Progress, if you look at the world, you'll see in Syria, in Israel, medicine, in military, everything just is progressing so fast that before we enjoy the technology that came out yesterday, we have new stuff ready today. Like, you remember that, you know? And nobody remembers. Like toilets. We haven't had toilets. I'm saying nobody heard toilets, a few years ago. And everybody has them, you know? Not only that, computer, the word computer. Nobody heard the word computer until a few years ago. And today, almost 99% of the people in the world, that could be exaggerated a little bit if you go to these countries, they don't have houses, but most people in the world walk around with these very powerful devices in their back pocket. So in a world where a few years ago we didn't have such technology, today we're walking around with things that are so powerful, it's half of a fellow. What we don't realize, though, is that the Yetzer Hara is the driving force behind it all. And I'm going to prove it to you. Anything that you see, any technology you have, the Yetzer Hara is the Mikar. No, it's not, Rebbe. What are you talking about? Finet? Yes, it is. Now, let's see. That's question number one. And also, and Stamazai, every level of technology that we go up, spiritually we go back. And I'm going to prove that also to you. And another problem, and this is a big problem that I've been talking to parents. Parents are willing to give their kids to spoon feed their kids poison, 100% poison, because it's called progress. My son, he's in fourth grade. He needs it. Everyone in his class, everyone in my class always had everything. You know what I'm saying? So you have to give it, because what do you mean? I'm not going to be different. All my neighbors have it. So that's problem number two. Problem number one is that we go back spiritually. Problem number two is that all the parents are giving their kids poison. Literally, poison. And nobody cares, because it's called progress. And what does that cause, everybody say? It causes M-I-D. That's what it causes. What does that stand for? Massive immediate destruction. That's what it is. Now, you may not see it now, but when you want to shtag, you'll see it. Now, the Chachamim, Chazal say in Sukkot and Beis, in Sanhedrin Tzadik Tes, and in Bereishis Rabbah, Chaf Beis Vav, they say that when the Yetzer Hara begins, the Yetzer Hara starts off as the very thin webs of a spider's web, very, very thin, delicate, you can push it around. And after time, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, it says it's so thick that it pulls wagons, these very thick ropes. So the equivalent of very thin, delicate threads are, it's not going to happen to me, I'm different, don't worry, I learned Musser. And then the very strong threads that pull the wagon is, you're stuck, addicted, there's nowhere to go, Rebbe, help me. And then after you realize you're stuck, Rebbe, what are you talking about? Stop it, you know, relax, it's not so bad, you need it, I need it. And then it comes all the denial. That's basically the system. And the Yesod of the Yetzirah is a very simple Yesod, really. And I think I'm saying we could all agree with this. You'll tell me if I'm wrong. I think that you have a geshmak, a Jew. He's walking around. He's trying to do, you know, the right thing, and he slips. He does a mistake. He does an aveira, whatever it may be. Shemitah, you know, the turning line and shot, whatever it is. He does a certain aveira, and he gets very upset. Oh my gosh, how could I do that? Well, you know. And then the next second, he's like, you know what? Optimism. Boom. I'm going to walk around like the guy who works out after 2 days. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, it's never going to happen again. And then the next day, Shemitah again. Boom. Falls right back down. And now he gets upset. He's like, what's going on over here? And he starts making calendars and chishbonus and Rebbe this, and I'm going to put you on, and I'm at the whole hack. And then he falls again. And then he gets depressed. And then because he's depressed, he falls again. And it continues until he is stuck in this spider's web that is so strong, it's just, you can't budge. There's nothing to do. And then Rebbe, I don't care. I'm out of here. So the Shaila is there a way to escape the spider's web? And the answer is, there is. Shkayach. Now the answer is, there is. There's a way to escape. And I really, when they asked me to speak, I really wanted to do three topics, three very, very difficult topics. I don't think there's going to be time for even one of them, but I want to start with internet. I want to start with internet. And that's like this. What's the difference between the Nisayin of internet that we never had before? If you go through the whole history of Klal Yisrael, there were so many fights that we had, whether it was communism, Zionism, reform, so many things. Hashem's not here, Har Sinai didn't exist, this, that, all these things. Why all of a sudden are all the Rebbeim speaking about these asifas and, oh, get it away, throw it out, with fish tank, you know, the whole act? Why? What's the difference? We won all the other ones, so we'll win this one also. No, give it some time. What's the nafkamina between this one and the other ones, that this is such a thing that we have to speak about it so much? And so many boys are, you know, talking about the Rebbeim, and they're afraid, should I ask them, should I not? I'm embarrassed, this, that. You know, what's pshat? What is with this nesayin? So I'm going to explain to you, B'siyata D'Shmaya, I'm talking about. But I'm going to explain to you what the problem of internet is in a very clear way that you can't really argue with. And then we're going to hopefully get to the solution if there's time. If not, I'll just hold you, pass over. But like this, the Ramban says in his Hakdama of Shemais, he says that Klal Yisrael was not out of their, they were not at a gullus until they built the Mishkan, they had a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's when they came to the Maila of their Avosam. Right? He says, Ukishebo el Har Sinai va'asu ha-Mishkan v'shava Kadosh Baruch Hu v'hishra shchinasai b'neihem oz shavu el Maila Savosam. That's when they got out of the Golos. In other words, when they were able to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, this flesh and blood world, that is when we were on the levels of our fathers, and that's when we were up to there, and we were out of the Golos. Only then, only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed us, was able to be revealed in this world. So Vayis Techeis, from his words, I'm saying you have to know this, Yisrael and all other things, but from right here we see that the purpose of creation, or one of the major purposes of the creation, is to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Zokter Ramban. Now, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, in Pasuk Chafav, Perachav Pasuk, it says, V'hiyisam li kedoshim ki kadosh ani Hashem. Klal Yisrael, you have to be kadosh because I Hashem am kadosh. Frek the Kotzker Rebbe, what's going on here? I should be kaddish because you're kaddish. If you Hashem want to be kaddish, b'seder, be kaddish. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing. But why should I be kaddish? Because if you want us to be kaddish, also I'll be kaddish also. But what sheikh is your kaddish? Therefore, I'm kaddish. What's the connection? In fact, he didn't use those words, but that's what the Kotzker asked. And he says that it's coming to answer a kasha that I had myself, and I'm sure we all had. And the question is, how is it possible for us who have so many taivas and kin and all these different things, and we're flesh and we have so many flaws, I mean, not me, at least. Could be you all, perfect. But I'm saying, I have so many flaws. How is it possible that I could bring a Kaddish Baruch Hu, a godly thing? As Rabbi Starak, the Mashkech, always says that even to learn the letters of the Aleph Beis, to read a simple Gemara, even with an art scroll, even Tehillim, even Aleph Beis, you know, even just the Aleph, to all these, to learn these things doesn't make any sense. I'm saying we're humans. This is godly. It's something from a different Welt. How is it possible? And he says that's what this pasuk is coming to say. V'yisam l'kedoshim k'kedosh ne'ashem. The Nefesh Chaim says that every single person has a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every person, the neshama. And because we're a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Echlam, you're right, we do have flaws. We do have things that we have to work on. It's true. But we're all a part of Hashem, and that's why we have the koyach, even though we're like this, we still have the koyach to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm saying the perfect everything, the perfect being, into this world. We're able to do it. And that's how we have to be Kaddish. Now the shal is, what does Kaddish mean? What's Kaddish? Holy? What's holy? So the Pasuk says, in Shemais, it's talking about by Matan Torah, it says that the Kehanim wanted to go further up. And the Pasuk says, Yiskadoshu. Very famous, right? Everybody knows this word. Rashi says, what does it mean, Yiskadoshu? Rashi says, it means, Yihiyu mezumanim lehisyatsev al umdom. The Kehanim should be ready to stay at their specific positions. That means there's a line here. You do not cross that line. I don't care what. Right? We have the road kvish over. You don't cross it. Unless you're going to swim outside with security. But otherwise, you don't cross it. There's certain there's boundaries. Period. Boundaries. A person has to know boundaries. Otherwise, you're all over the place. And that's what it means, Kaddish. Lefi Rashtrivir, Kaddish means boundaries. Now you see, a Yesod in Kedusha is here and no further. Here and no further. This is my wall, and that's it. I'm not going, he's the Ishmoli and Yossi and the whole, they're all going. It doesn't matter. This is my boundary. I don't go past here. Doesn't matter what's going to happen. Lu Yitzor, there's no Lu Yitzor. This is the boundary. Nobody crosses it. You know, if somebody tells you to go into Syria, no one's going. Oh, but your friends are going. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? The whole place is. So that's the Yesod of Kedusha. So now I could understand much more the Kotzker Rebbe's Vart and even the Ramban's Vart. That what? That to put ourselves into boundary, to make myself Kaddish, that I could do. I am a flesh and blood beseder, but to make a boundary, what's the big deal? Yeah, it's a big deal, but I'm saying, what's, no, there's a boundary here. To be Kaddish should be like Hashem, so that's too much. But to have lines that I could do also. And because I'm able to do that, I could become Kaddish. Clear? So far clear? So now, based on this understanding, it's Kishmak, based on that, you could understand the corruption and the what's the words I want to say? The wickedness that's rooted in the internet. What is the internet, Rabbi said? What is the Yesod? I need my ways, I need my maps. Okay, shkayach. That's not what internet was created for. Ah, Torah, I need that. It's true. There are good things on the thing. It's true. But the Yesod, and this is a fact, Rabbi said, the Yesod of internet is no boundaries. Anywhere, anything, anytime. You could be in the middle of first Seder. Go to the bathroom, have an email, take it out, boom. Lakewood, Baltimore, Iraq. You could be anywhere. And wherever you are, there you have the Yitzhahara of the entire generation in your pocket. But I need it for ways. Ways? Where are you going? Ways. You can figure it out. You know, you make some calls. You know, you have poison. You have no boundaries. There's nothing. It wasn't really made for Naban. It's not true. It was really made for this. But no, the Yesod is no boundaries. Anything I want. I don't care how old you are, how chash of you. It doesn't matter. That is the Yesod of what internet is. And it's a very scary thing. I heard stories of people who had internet and mamash during first Seder. It doesn't even have to be bad things. But during first Seder, they went out and grabbed it. They got an email and it led to whatever. Who knows what. That's the fact. The fact is that you start, it's everything. No matter where, it doesn't matter where you are. You're at work, you're in shul, you're with your wife, you're not with your wife, it doesn't matter. No boundaries. Now, the Mesillas Yesharim says in Perek Aleph, it says, Ukisha tistakel oid badover tirek yashlema so amiti hurak hadvikas boyisbarach. That is the purpose of life, to bring Hashem in. How do you bring Hashem in? Kedusha. What's Kedusha? Boundaries. What's internet? No boundaries. It's a stira minei ubei. You need it? Well, you need it. It's the purpose of creation where you need it. It doesn't make sense. It's not even like a logical, you know, well, no sheikhs. There's nothing to say. There's no boundaries. The only way to bring Hashem into this world is boundaries. The internet has no boundaries. So period. It's just a theory. You can't, for infant, maybe this, maybe I need, you need. Fine. And Rabbi said, this is not from me, I would never say this, but I heard from many, many chashuv people, and I think it's Rabbeinu Yoina in Pirkei Avos, it is 100% impossible. Even you, I know, but even you, it is 100% impossible to have a geshmak in learning and a geshmak in tefillah. Nobody, I can't figure it out. If you are connected to inappropriateness, if you are connected to these things, it is not possible. I don't care how much you could lift. I don't care how much of shas you did. It is not possible to have a geshmak in learning. That is not my words. Rabbi Elephant said it. I think the Rashiva said it. It's brought down. It's impossible. You can't. Forget about us. Even if we're able to mechanically become a Jew and, you know, walk around like this and whatever, what are we giving over to our kids? Amir Shem, Amir Shem, we should all have kids one day. What's going to happen to them? What are they going to have a geshmak in learning? They're going to grow up with this. This is what it's going to. This is life. You have to. Everyone has it. You have to. So what are our kids going to become? In fourth grade, you know what I'm saying? Every kid in their class. Fine. And that's why I think that this fight is a different fight than all the other fights. Because this is a fight it's just our whole essence of everything. It's not just Shabbos, which is a big problem. It's not just, there was no Arsin. This is something that there's nothing. It's a stira mina yubei. It's affecting us. It's affecting our learning. It's affecting our kids. It's affecting our kedusha. Everything. There's nothing to, Oh. Now there's Gemara in Saita on Daf Lamed Vav. I'm not going to read the Gemara out because it's getting late. The Gemara in Seita says that at the most critical part of Yosef HaTzadik's Nisayon, it's on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, it's right in the middle, right halfway down. The Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu came in the window. It was obviously an image in the Chalayin, and this is what he said to Yosef. Very interesting. He said to Yosef, one day there's going to be a Kohen Gadol, and he's going to wear an Ephod Chayshin. There's going to be 12 stones. And your name is going to be on one of those stones. You are the Yesod of Kedusha. One of those stones are Yosef. If you do this Avera, you're out. Your Tachlis is gone. The Yesod of Kedusha is finished. Something else will be there. You are 100% gone. This is a Gemara. Frecht the world, I think. I don't understand. When a person's doing an Avera, what do? You go over to him, you say, look, open the Shulchan Aruch. It's Aser, Aser, Gomer. Now this is Yosef, Rabbi Say. You have to remember the level of Rabbi Yashuv, of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, the Chavetz Chaim, the Von de Goyen, the Amiram. This is a Shevet. This is Yosef. Just tell him, look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Aser. What are you doing? One day there's going to be a what, and there's going to be a who, and a 12, and a this, and that. What do you just say? It's Aser. And Yosef will be like, oh, no problem. Well, why is the Gemara saying that this is what? Why? Why did Yaakov have to say this? There are certain times it is not enough to say it's Aser. There are certain nesuinas, certain battles that you can't just say it's usher. It's not going to help. Shkayach, halavai, it should help. But it's not going to help. And you have to go through what's exactly going to happen. If you do this, the entire point of creation is out the window. Forget about, that doesn't matter. The whole purpose of everything, the Ramban, everything, nothing happens anymore. So I think he's telling him that's why he said all the concepts, this is what's going to happen. You're going to lose everything if you do this. And Yosef said, oh, and Yosef stopped right away. And yeah, and the Gemara, fine. And therefore, by us also, we have to know, it's very important that we have to know what happens with our kids, what happens with us, our whole life, our geshmak and learning. We have to know the concept. If you have it, if it's open, whatever it is, it's not going to happen. Because it's too hard to say, listen, don't do it. It's good, I won't do it. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to know exactly the fine. Siyata Deshmaya, that this week's parsha, there's a whole fight between Sarshal Esav and Yaakov. The Nefesh Chaim says that a malach is not a physical thing. So when the Lulmajer says that picture, you know what I'm saying? That's not how it is. It was a different type of fight, b'chlal. I think the fight was MS and Sheker. That was the fight. Is it Klal Yisrael? Is it Ben Yaakov? Or is it Ben Esav? Who is, what's the purpose of, who was it? Lamaisa, who is it? And what do we see? We see the most amazing thing. We see that the malach hit Yosef in the Makom Kedusha. He hit Yaakov in the Makom Kedusha. And the pasuk says often art that he limped away. So who won the fight? The malach won, right? When you hit and the guy limps. But if you look, if your mind a little bit deep, you'll see Malach, a whole different picture, something like that. It's going to open up your mind. When you go to a kindergarten or you go to an old age home, okay? What do you see when there's an ideological argument? Maybe not a kindergarten, because they don't, What do you see? You see people are fighting, right? And all of a sudden, one of them hits the other guy. What does that show? That shows the loser is the one who hit. Because if you're talking something out, when you hit, that means I have nothing else to say. Boom. I can't do it anymore. It's finished. And that's what happened. The Sashal Esav hit Yaakov because he was finished. And where did he hit him? The Makam Kedusha. I think Lanias Daiti, with a little bit of my Rebbeim, a lot of bit of my Rebbeim, and a little bit of Lanias Daiti, that this is exactly what happened with the internet. Communism, reform, Zionism, all the isms, whatever they are. For so many years, our grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, right, all of them, they all fought the Yetzirah, and it was all ideological. Is there Shabbos? Is there not Shabbos? Is there Torah? Is there Hashem? And all of a sudden, the Yetzirah lost. And he realized that Mashiach is about to come, right? It says that Yaakov, and it was by Alisa Shachar, that's when he hit him. At the mamash, the end, the Yetzirah said, there's nothing left for me to do, so he hit us. Where did he hit us? In our Makam Kedusha. He gave us the internet. This is something you cannot fight bisvara. When you argue with a computer, it doesn't work. It does not work. It's not going to happen. You can't. There's nothing to argue with. And that's Hagufa, what the Malach did. You got hit in a Makam Kedusha, and there's nothing we could do. Seemingly, there's nothing we could do about this because this is a hit, and we limp away. And I think that's what happened. I think this is the aside of what internet is. And that's why I said before, the Yetzirah is the driving force behind it. Because that's the only reason that if we were still stuck in the ideological arguments, we would still be arguing with, is Shemitah real or not? But right now we're dealing with a much, much more... Fine. So now the Shaila is... I don't know if I have enough time. The Shaila is, what's the solution? What do we do? And before you all scream me, whoa, that's too much, just listen it out. I'm going to tell you exactly what I think, and then what's the solution? Now that we understand the nature of this Nisayan, and we see how it totally is a stira to the purpose of creation. You have to remember, you have to write it on your palm. Not really, but you have to keep it. You have to remember it is the 100% opposite of creation. It's a stira mina obey. So we have to realize that there's only one solution. Before you all jump, second. The solution is, there is no compromising, there is no watching, there is no connecting, and there is no turning on. It's quiet. Okay. Come on, 1 second, you don't understand, you're not in our generation, you don't know, you have a white, I have one white, right? Do me a favor, that's impossible. You can't, you can't do the 4 no's, it doesn't work, it's not possible. But the fact is that there are certain enemies who you do not negotiate with, and this is why I think a 14-year-old kid is able to take a knife and stab a soldier with a gun. Because what's going on in the internet on terror takes their mind and makes them into a monster. At such a, how is this little kid? He has a beer in his hand, it's probably like a scary bear, but like a fluffy bear, and then he has a knife and he's gonna stab a soldier. How is that possible? Pshat is because the internet corrupted his mind so much that made him a monster. Oh, but we Jews are different. They can't do that. No, it could do that to us as well. Yeah, we're not going to stab people. But in other ways, it could destroy our minds so overnight. That's why there is no negotiating, period. In order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to live among us, we have to have a place for him to go. If we have the internet, there's no place to go. There's nowhere to go. And therefore, we can never have anything. No geshmak in this, no geshmak because he's not here. The Gemara in Kedushin says that the Yetzirah is be'etzem bigger than us anyways. We can't fight the Yetzirah. But with Hashem's help, we could. But over here, Hashem's not here because we have this thing that there's no boundaries. So how do we fight it? We don't. We automatically lose because there's no way. It's a Gemara, Rabbi say. I'm different, you're not different. What? Right? That's the fact. I want to put this in, so I'm going to say it. Okay, think about a little fly that's flying around, right? And he goes and he sees a spider web. And he goes, I just want to touch it. Right? What do you tell the fly if you're like the fly rabbi? You say, don't. Don't connect. Don't negotiate. And he's like, I'm different. I have a strong little, I'm going to... And he goes and he touches it. And then he's stuck. So what does he do? He grabs the other hand. And he's stuck. And then, boom, the spider comes and tags him up. And this is exactly why there's no negotiating. Now, what happens if I'm a working guy? Yo, rabbi, I'm a working guy, man. I can't do that. I need it. If I don't have it, I'm fired. And my family starves. There's tons of people starving without internet, right? But I need it. I need it for my job. So what do you do? So again, this, I'm just going to say what I think. It could be I'm a little bit whatever, but this is what I think. If you have an iPod cookie, your wife makes for you an iPod cookie. It's like the shape of an iPod. Is this an iPod? Is this an iPhone? The answer is no, it's a cookie. I think that if a person, again, being honest with yourself, 100%, if a person has an iPhone or whatever it's called, all these different things, and it's filtered with a good filter from day one. That doesn't mean one day you take it out of the safe and for the Europe ship, you don't need it, right? If it's no filter, you don't take it. because that's a stira to creation. If from day one you buy it in the box, it already has a filter that you cannot get through. Kishkayach, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. If you can't get through the filter, then I say it's not an iPhone. It's like an iCookie. It's the four things you need. And that's it. That's not considered internet because that has boundaries. The site of internet has no boundaries. So for all those people who, I don't know, that's it. If you get a filter that's good, that's one. If you need it. If you don't need it, do me a favor. You know what I'm saying? If you don't need it, stay far away. It's poison. It's like it's keeping poison for your kids. But if you do 100% need it, and a Rav told you you need it, so you get a good filter. So for all those, including myself, who have iPhones, not including myself, so if you don't have a filter, you get a filter. For sure. Otherwise, it's a stira to Christian. You're not going to be able to really steigen the way you could if you don't have a filter. Wow. And again, this is a real filter, Rabbi said. This is not one of those, Dalmatian 9 or whatever. It has to be a real, it's got to be a real filter that you cannot get through, because then the boundaries are taken away. If there are still boundaries, if there's no boundaries, so then it's still internet. If there's no boundaries, then it's not internet anymore. That's the Yesod. Yesod Gadol, I'm telling you, this will save your life. Even if you're not ready, if you're friends, if you're mother-in-law, it doesn't matter. If you want to put yourself in the right spot, this is what you do. And this is the only solution, Rabbi say. Say no. I don't care who you are. Doesn't matter. You can tell me all the svaras in the Velt. It's a Gemara Kedushin. Doesn't matter who you are. Now, there are those guys, you know, come and they say, I'm different, man. I'm different. This doesn't apply to me. And try, I know, because for already a year I had it, and what? So there's a Gemara. The Gemara, I'm not going to read it also because there's no time. The Gemara on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. It's right by the beginning of the wide lines. The Gemara talks about a story of Amram, Rav Amram Chasida. There was very, very few people called Chasida. Many, many Tanaim, many Amiram, very few people called Chasida. He was, you know, something special. And they captured a few women. They put them upstairs in his house. Where's the safer place, you know? If you put them in his house, it's going to be Givaldic. They go in his house, and they, not only that, but they took a ladder that you needed 10 people to bring, and they moved it away. So the ladies are upstairs. He's sitting there learning. Who knows what? Chasida, Rabbi. It's a Chasida. And all of a sudden he walks by and he sees like mamish an image of one of the woman's like toenails, you know. And like all of a sudden he takes the ladder, 10 people, and he lifts it up. Lifts the ladder himself, you know. And he puts it and he starts climbing up. And halfway the Gemara says he caught himself, he opened up his legs, he held on tight and he screamed, fire in Amram's house. And the Tanaim came in and they said, what's going on? And he said, better to be embarrassed in this world than for eternity. So back to the guy who, I'm different. You're not Amram Chasida, bro. You're not even the Gadol Hadar. You're not even the Pesach of Yeshiva. You know what I'm saying? And you're different? If this could happen to Amram Chasida, Rabbi Avram Chasida, it could happen to anybody. The temptation is too strong. You're not different. Forget about ways. Forget about shmeis. It's poison. If you have four cups over here and one of them is ways and one of them is poison, what, are you going to drink one? You're not sure which one's what you're going to drink? You're not going to drink it. So all of a sudden over here for your neshama, you're going to drink it? It should not be that way. If a person realizes that it's a steer to everything we stand for, everything, and then you're learning here, you come to this yeshiva, any yeshiva, it's a whole different learning. Yeah, but I'm learning good. I try. It's not going to affect. It is going to affect. You don't even know how much better you could be doing. You're in gear one right now, so you don't know. If you would get rid of it, it could be you would know, and you would be a whole different person. And this is somebody HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at as, wow, you know, yeah, all this terrorism, all this everything, but you know what? We have our Navy SEALs in my army. There's so many people in Tel Aviv, there are so many people here, Jews, this, intermarriage, who cares? But look right there, there's a warrior. Fine, yes, you say this, no. It's late, but I only met 5 minutes. This is a mashal that changed my life. I'm sure it will change all of yours. It is the best mashal I've ever heard. And if you want to leave at supper, you could leave, no problem, like this. Why should we say no? Why should I not want to be stuck in the spider's web? It's geschmack. Why? Yeah, you're right, the Ramban, creation, besed, but to me, this is geschmack. Look, for 400 years I did it. Why should I change now? What's in it for me? Okay, listen to this. There was once a king. If you remember this for life, you'll be good to go. And if you live with it. And if you be honest with yourself. And if you say no. if a person, there was a king who caught one of his subjects cheating on his taxes. And he said, in the olden days, the king was a person who could cut off your head no problem. I mean, even today's day, you have this. But in the olden days, it was a real pachat from a king. And somebody cheated on his taxes, and he called him and he said, "Next Tuesday is your execution." And his name was Shmuley. Let's say Shmuel's like, what? Everyone cheats on their taxes. Hey, you know, I caught you. Next Tuesday, no negotiate. I'm the king. Seder. So what does he do? He runs to his best friend, Yossi. We've been friends for years. For years we've been friends. I need you to come with me to the king. This is like, whoa, dude. It's not my place. You're being killed. This is a different world for me. I can't. He goes, what do you mean? This is best friend. I invested my entire life with you. We were chavrusas. We were everything. I can't. Impossible. Okay? So what does he do? He's like all upset. He starts crying. He starts, you know. When a person, just Tamaz, a person should know, right now, all of us, we don't know when our day is. When that day, after 120 years of full. But when a person knows that he has a week left, every heartbeat you feel, it's a whole different world. Every step you do, it's just a pachad pachadim. Right now, Baruch Hashem, we don't know. So we're just able to, you know, go around, eat supper, you know, stuff. But when a person feels every single heartbeat, it's a whole different world. So he's feeling this heartbeat, he's counting them. He's like, there's another 1,000 left. He goes to his friends, his family. He's like, yo, guys, listen, I need you to come with me to the palace. They say, you're getting killed, man. You know, I have a whole family here. We'll walk you to the palace gates. But past that, there is no way we're coming with you. He goes, come on. He's crying, he's this, he's about to get killed. Okay, killed means, let's say it's over, it's finished. There's nothing, you have no second chance. Fine, he goes to shul Tuesday morning and he's davening a shachas mamash. He never davened before in his life. He's going. And this ancient rabbi, I'm telling you, 600 years old for sure. He's sitting there, you know, with the glasses. He's like, you know, I hear something. Somebody's wailing. You know, he like walks over. He's like, what's going on? He goes, oh, you don't know. You should clean up or whatever. He's like, no, you don't understand. Just tell me, please, you know. I can barely hear, so just speak loud. He goes, the king, I'm about to die today. He goes, King Henry, I'll come with you. You know, I'll come with you. No problem, I know him, man. He said, yo, you know. So anyways, they start walking to the palace. And they get in there, and the king's sitting on his throne. He's like, but you cheating on your taxes is going against me. Misa, you know. Come here, man. Guy comes with the axe. And all of a sudden, like, you know, limping, like, one of the hips was broken already. He walked past the, he's like, Henry. You know? And the king says, oh, is that you, Rav Shmuley, whatever, a different Shmuley. And he says, yeah, it's me. He goes, oh, what are you doing here? You're so old, let me get you. He goes, this man, he cheated, he's in my shoe, let him go. And the king's like, for sure. Here, I'll give him money even. Cheat forever on your taxes, you know. Don't do that. Right? And he walks out and he's saved. Rabbi says, I'm sorry, it's so late. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is there is one day that we will all be in our graves. I know we're not supposed to talk, that's supposed to be the Gujma. And what happens is we hear a summons. You know, Mir Simcha, it's time for your judgment. What's the first thing we do? We go to our best friend. Who's man's best friend? Not a dog. Come on. Who's man's best friend? Money. I spent 80 years of my life working to pay for my kids, for this and for that. Everything, my shirt, my wallet, even my notebooks, my this, my work, everything is money. From 9 to 6 for 50 years I worked. Money, I need you to come with me. The money goes, whoa, that's not my place, man. I can't. It's not for me. He goes, okay. He goes, well, I spent my whole life on you. All of my stress was from money. Everything. My kids, Doc, and I have more money, you know? Everything was money. And you're not going to come with me now? It's a world not for me. So he goes to his next friend, his iPhones, his family, his car. They say, listen, we'll take you to the funeral, man. And that's why by the funeral, you see the guy pull out their iPhone, you know? But not past that. I can't go past that. And all of a sudden, he starts ascending. He's about to go to the judgment of a lifetime. 12, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every detail, every machshava. And all of a sudden, in the background, a little Tesus comes. Hey, I'll come with you. It's ancient mitzvah. Protecting yourself from the internet is going to come with you too. I promise you. Every malach you create by protecting yourself is going to... These ancient things. The whole world didn't do it, but you did it. The whole world works for money, and money doesn't come. And all of a sudden, Tesis and Mitzvah Sharam, some Chumash, Shnei Mekvech Targum, all these ancient mitzvahs start coming with you. And when you get to the king, to the Melech Malach HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they start teaming up for you. This guy learned me. This guy wrote out Tesis line by line for me. This guy did this, this guy did that. All these mitzvahs. And this is a mitzvah of the steer of our creation. This is for sure going to be one of the biggest malachim up there. This is a person who protected himself from Kedusha and brought you down to this world. I guarantee a person will be saved from who knows what. Yashar Koach, you should be zeicha to be able to keep Kedusha. Shtar. Shkoach. Oh, yeah. Berchtia. Wow. Okay, no comment. covered. No covered. No covered.
Amazing. MID. MID line.
MID. Massive. You have to know.
You have to know. Legit. Sick.